is in Lake Barrington at Tree Time Christmas Creations. It's Dean Richards Sunday Morning Live on 720 WGN.
We're back in Lake Barrington. Tree Time, Tree Time,
TreeTime.com.
Everything Christmas,
TreeTime.com.
And disgusting bugs to eat also.
Yeah. Wow.
Welcome into our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program.
Who's sponsoring this?
Heard every Sunday. Who used to sponsor this segment? So Shwani and I were talking a couple of weeks ago on the show about how more and more people around the planet are eating bugs. It's a primary protein source, right?
That is correct.
For a lot of people.
Yep.
And we said, wouldn't it be fun at the Tree Time broadcast if we got some bugs and things that some people might consider to be disgusting foods to eat? So we have some dried bugs from edibleinsects.com. We're going to try those in just a minute. But also, we heard about the big 32nd annual Turkey Testicle Festival.
37th,
he says.
37th.
Don't cheat him.
You have an old sweatshirt on.
He's got a hoodie for it.
I was reading your sweatshirt. It says 32nd, but it's now the 37th.
Oh, dear.
What is your name?
J.R. Westberg.
And you are with the festival, right? For how many years now?
I've been there 5 years, but I've also, before I was a co-owner, I actually volunteered.
Right. So tell us what happens at the annual Turkey Testicle Festival in Huntley, Illinois.
Well, last year we had 5,500 people come in, 43 different states and 8 different countries. Lots of testicles, about 1,200 pounds. And a
That's
lot of
beer. 600 pounds per testicle.
You realize that we just want to hear somebody say that on the radio.
Well, Marley was drinking every time she said testicles, so that was good.
Nice. It's a drinking game on the show. How did this whole thing get started?
To my knowledge, what happened was there were some electricians that were going out to Byron, and Byron, Illinois, started their first one, and then they attended it, and they came out to Huntley and talked to Ig, and Ig threw it on November 23rd, 1983.
So now it's an annual event on... Just the is it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Wednesday before Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah. So people come out. What else happens besides eating testicles? What else? What else happens at this big festival?
We have 4 bands this year. We have Voyage. We have Seventh Heaven coming out. Modern Day Romeos and Nashville Electric. So we keep it. It's a band-packed event, and it's been fun. And like I said, we can bring in 5,500 people without any issues, and everyone goes home safe.
Now, where do you get your testicles?
Wow. Where do you get the food?
They come from a purveyor of ours, and we're told they come from a farm.
Excuse me for interrupting you. I just want to, it's just it, like popped into my mind. Bob Collins would be so proud of me right now. Sorry, go ahead.
No, we get them from our food purveyor, and what we're told is they come from a farm in Michigan.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, by the way, right here.
That's right. You don't get the big honors without the classic.
Do some a little
program.
Edgy stuff.
This is exactly what Bob Collins would be doing if he was here with us right now. So, what are we about to enjoy? I can smell it. Right?
You know, it actually smells good.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it?
Well,
it's turkey testicles. Why wouldn't it?
From my own experience.
How are they prepared?
We hand wash them.
Of course.
Then we batter them in our own batter, and then they're deep fried for about 9 to 12 minutes.
Sounds like another Saturday at my house.
So here we go.
Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
Can you all see? See? They look like... They look like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, they do.
A little texture of a deep-fried mushroom. Mentally, I only try to have one a year, but Marley made me eat 7.
Are you? Oh, so you don't eat these?
I do one a year.
Just one?
1 year.
Just one of them?
One per year.
Okay, who's in?
I thought they came in.
Why are you looking at me?
Not a chance.
Who's in? I know Andy's not.
All right, here we go. All right.
This one right here? You got some hot sauce here.
Do I have to do Tabasco? All right. Oh, you're doing it. That's very good. No. What do you think?
Texture of chicken liver. It's not chewy at all.
No.
It's good. I doused it in hot sauce also, but it's good.
I went commando.
Oh, you took the one I was going to take.
I had it, no, yeah.
Come on, Shawnee.
Can we just use these as Christmas decorations?
All right.
Enjoy some fest.
He's even got some ranch
this
dressing.
This is a first.
Here.
Oh, this is a first.
Is that ranch dressing?
Yeah,
this is a first.
It's gotta be. Anything's good in ranch, right?
How about it? How about it for Andy, though? How
no
about
way.
Andy,
no,
Andy! Andy! Andy!
Wasting
Andy!
Breath.
Andy!
Wasting breath.
Really? You won't even try it?
There's Andy's no a kind chance. Of a picky eater.
There's no chance.
Andy's a picky eater. What's your name?
Oh, Brett.
That's
You're
my
the
D.
one that you told me, like, right from even before the broadcast started, you came here to eat disgusting
yeah,
stuff with.
That's my designated eater.
Exactly.
All right, come on up. Come on up and enjoy. Yes.
I'm eating vicariously through him.
They're all yours.
Brett.
There you go, Brett.
You did describe this correctly,
Brett,
though.
Brett, what's that?
You did describe this correctly.
No.
Not really the texture of a chicken liver.
Yeah.
And not really.
It's good, isn't it?
No, it's very good. I've had a ton of them.
All right, what do you think, Brett?
Really delicious. No, yeah, the liver tastes, yeah, I do agree.
Slightly.
Yeah,
very
but
slightly.
Hot sauce goes well. Mm.
All right.
Want one?
Well,
I got my pizza.
Help yourself. Help
I'm
yourself,
not
Brett.
Be, I'm not trying to be.
Don't fill up because we've got haggis.
Also. And we have the bugs. We I'm, haven't even
and
gotten
lots
the
of bugs.
Bugs.
I'm not trying to be. Better. I'm not trying to be. You know, crude here, but I'm surprised at the size.
Yes.
What?
So what are you implying?
I would have thought they were bigger. Seriously, when weren't you expecting to see like bulbous things?
It's a turkey.
I gotta tell you.
I know,
you're thinking, man.
I have not even given that one second of thought.
I mean I mean now that Andy says that's true. I guess with a turkey you can't
you
be dragging
Andy, they're really actually they're very
I'm
good.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
You can't be
it's
dragging
good.
Them around, but yeah. Not
anybody
bad.
Else wanna come up?
Go
come
ahead.
On up here.
Look, there you go.
Yeah, go on up. What's your name again?
Eleanor.
More for
Eleanor,
you. Eleanor,
do you mind if I ask your age?
How old do you think I am?
I think you're 25, but what is your actual age?
81.
God bless you. Nice. I just say that because you're the first one to jump up when
right.
we sang. You're the you're like extremely super active, and
we,
I love that. And
we love
and you want to try the turkey test.
We love to watch you eat your sweaty balls.
So
well, that's
really
a
good,
big one.
You want to try it with the ranch? It's really good with the ranch. There we go.
See, I eat the livers and gizzards.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Watch. Look at you. Not bad.
Yeah, see? They're
not
actually
bad.
Pretty good. Who else? Who else wants to come up? Come on up. Yeah, come on up.
There
and
you
yourself.
Go.
Turkey testicle is a big hit here today. Anybody else?
And
come on
this,
up.
And
don't
only,
rush the stage.
You only eat one a year?
Security.
Why
security,
is that?
Do not rush
like
the
them?
Stage. I think they're really
if,
good.
If you had these, if you went to a restaurant and they put this on the table... And you did not tell you what it was.
You gobble it up.
It's just some fried thing.
See what I did there? Gobble?
Gobble, yeah. It's like gobble, though.
Yeah.
It's always high-pitched.
Come on in. Yeah,
but
everybody.
I mean,
oh, see, now people are coming up. They want to give it a try.
A little marinara.
Right?
Yeah, it's
a little
good.
Hot sauce. I could see
ranch.
That with, like, a little honey mustard would
oh.
be delicious.
Or even, like, some creamy garlic dressing.
Garlic sauce. What's your take on this?
Oh, dear. Look at he's trading.
Not that much flavor.
Did you put any sauce?
Yeah, a little hot sauce.
Hot sauce, okay.
They're really, it's not
yeah,
overly.
It's not overly flavored.
What, do you know what the breading is made of?
We use like a pancake batter, and then we season it with pepper and another seasoning as well.
Oh, a secret seasoning.
Yeah, secret seasoning.
Yeah, it's good.
Worm larva. It's delicious. Give us all the details on the 37th annual Turkey Testicle Festival.
Well, we have tickets still available. We have a jump the line pass that'll get you right to the front of the line. And then we also have a VIP section. Both tickets are available on our website, parksidepub.com. Again, the first band's going to start off about 11:30, and then after that, we're going to close it up about midnight.
Are you giving away a pair of tickets, Dean?
For what?
To the testicle.
Did you just want to say pair?
Yeah.
You are 12 years old. Thank you for coming in. Let's hear it for the Huntley Turkey Testicle Festival. More disgusting stuff to eat coming back after a break. WGN.
Dean Richards Sunday Morning gets you into the spirit of the season early. Live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Right now on 720 WGN.
WGN. And here we are live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington.
Wake up after you ate all your pizza.
Thanks to our friends at Lou Malnati's. They came out and fed the crowd here today with some delicious pizza and salad. We appreciate that very much. Thanks to our friends at Pepper Park Coffee, your local cozy coffee shop on Pepper Road here in Lake Barrington. Lou Malnati's, by the way, 40-plus Chicagoland locations. I was just at their newest one. It's in the Wrigley Building, on the lower level of the Wrigley Building. It's a beautiful location. They've tried to keep it as true to the original architecture of the Wrigley Building. It's a really nice spot. And, of course, you know, now to have a Lou Malnati's right across from the old dump that we used to work in at Tribune Tower.
Jeez.
Would have been great. How great would that have been to have a Lou Malnati's right across?
You could have seen
the
Dean Richards in there quite often if you wanted to get an autograph.
Love me some Lou Malnati's. LouMalnati's.com for more information. You can send Lou Malnati's for the holidays also as well if you have family and friends around the country and they don't have their own Lou Malnati's location. Now, whether or not that is more or less delicious than some of the food that we're eating here this morning on our this afternoon on our Food Time show, we're sampling some unusual food products like the turkey testicles, and pretty much we all agree they were good, weren't they?
And I have to say now, the people here and even on the radio, you witnessed something that has rarely, if ever, been done. You have been a stickler that you do not like to eat food
on the show.
On the show, or even have food in the studio.
It's boring to the listeners.
And yet you ate a testicle, and you couldn't just eat one.
No, they were delicious.
And there you were. You made history.
I broke my own rule about that, but, you know, it's exceptional.
And what is that over there?
Because we're eating unusual things here today. This is the haggis that we're going to be enjoying in a few minutes.
Now, that looks interesting.
We're going to...
Is that in a bed of endive?
I believe that's watercress.
Oh, is that watercress?
I believe that's watercress.
That looks like caviar.
But let me see here. So we're going to talk with... where's Gus? Is Gus here?
It smells like Manwich.
Yeah. Manwich is
kind of
a
man
meal.
Gus,
come on up here. Everybody, give a big hand to Gus Noble here. He's the only guy in Lake Barrington wearing a kilt today.
Speak for yourself, Dean.
I am indeed. How are you, Dean?
Very nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. And you brought the haggis for us to eat. We'll get to that in a minute. But explain your organization and what it is that you do. I mean, there's a rather historic backstory to this whole thing.
There is. Thanks for asking, Dean. We're part of the Chicago Scots, which is actually the oldest 501c3 charity in Illinois. We were started on the 1st of December, 1845, when Chicago's population was only 12,000 people. And our principal charity is a nursing home in North Riverside called Caledonia Senior Living. We've had it for over 100 years, and we provide assisted living and memory care and all sorts of senior living services. But we have fun while we're doing it. You know, we organize lots of Scottish-type events, like the Highland Games, which you may have heard of, where people throw those big cabers around. And we had the biggest bagpiping championship in North America down in Itasca, or as we call it for the day, Itasca.
Itasca.
Yeah, so we're a great organization. We have fun. We serve people. We've been around for 175 years, and next year is our historic, for us, 175th anniversary.
So explain the significance of haggis to your organization. It's a special event that's coming up, right?
It is. The event that started the organization on the 1st of December, 1845, was St. Andrew's Day. And we celebrate St. Andrew's Day by having something that's become known as the Feast of the Haggis. And, of course, the haggis is the iconic dish that we serve in Scotland.
Sort of like the national dish of Scotland.
It is, absolutely. And it's actually not proper etiquette to serve haggis if you don't read a poem to it, believe it or not.
Really?
The great... Robert Burns, the Scottish poet, wrote a poem called Ode to a Haggis.
Really?
Wow. It's supposed to be piped in with bagpipes and great pomp and ceremony, but we'll just kind of go at it today. I'll read the first couple of lines.
Well, before you get to that, first of all, just explain. I had the honor of being in Edinburgh for the first time in my life last year, and I had haggis there and actually enjoyed it. But, you know, you hear about it, and it's like one of these foods where people recoil.
Yeah.
So explain, what is haggis?
Well, first of all, it gets a bad rap. You know, haggis is delicious. It is, as Robert Burns said, the great chieftain of the pudding race. It's basically our version of a sausage. And I never tell people what's in a haggis until after they've eaten it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog. Yeah, exactly.
Well, are you going to? This is the haggis.
There we go.
So we can just kind of show the audience a little bit.
Ooh.
Does it look delicious to you?
No.
Does it look delicious to you?
No.
Does
it look delicious to you?
No.
Oh. How about you?
That guy looks
fabulous.
That guy loves it. Yeah. He's your designated eater. Right.
Yes, sir.
So do you want me to eat it first, and then you'll give us the poem, or are you going to give us the poem?
You're supposed to do it first. I'll just give you a quick first verse, because it's a long poem.
wait, let him go.
Fair for your honest, sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, a boon them all, you take your place, pinch, tripe, or therm, and weel are you worthy of a grace as lang's my airm. There you go.
There you go. What do you think? Not bad.
Good.
Yeah.
First of all, anybody who talks like this guy, you gotta like it.
Swanee? Swanee digging in.
I'll take this one here. Do a little haggy.
Elton John.
Oh, it has like a deep beefy smell.
Yeah. I thought it was quite delicious. I'm gonna double dip.
Please do.
Can you put that on noodles?
Yeah, we can put it on anything.
That would taste good on noodles, don't you think?
Traditionally, it's served with potatoes and turnips, neeps and tatties, as we call them in Scotland. But I went back to Scotland, and it was served with Thai curry sauce. And at this event, we give an award every year to somebody who's done something wonderful in the community. This year, we're giving the award to a lady called Bethany McLean, who is an author, and a businessman called Dan Casey. But 10 years ago, we gave the award to Chef Charlie Trotter. And he cooked the haggis for us. And he put lemongrass and ginger in it, which was horrific to those traditionalists.
Sure.
But if you think about Thai curry sauce, the haggis we tried in
Makes
Scotland.
Perfect sense. I had it in Scotland. I had it with breakfast. The way you might have a corned beef hash or something. In fact, the texture
that's
is
kind
a,
of what it's like.
The
like
texture a is a little
hash.
Corned beef hash.
You know, I said before that it smelled like manwich, but it's almost like a sloppy Joe. It has
that's
that
a
same
very good meal for cooler
right.
weather.
Who wants to
cooler
try?
Weather.
Come on in here.
It's good comfort food.
Come on in here. Take some spoons and forks.
This now, could you tell us what's in it?
Wait, hang on.
Look at this.
A little
guy.
Hot, but.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh
dear.
Yeah, I can taste all the different bits of meat. Oh.
There's notes of black pepper.
Yeah, the liver type taste. Like, and what's the other one? The stomach?
There's a tripe taste.
There's a wisp of intestine. Come on over. Yeah, come on and try it. Anyone that wants to come up and try it, come on up and try it. So tell us now.
What's in it?
It's first of all, it's the vital organs of a sheep that are all ground up. And
well, what are those? What are the vital organ?
Anything that's required for living.
Oh. You know? your you basic, think? Your heart. anything that pumps.
Yeah.
It's ground up with black pepper. You were right to say black pepper and oats, and then it's stuffed into the lining of a sheep's stomach and boiled. But it's 100% delicious. It's fantastic.
Because when I had it in Scotland, it was served, I guess, still in the stomach.
Yeah.
And you cut it and sliced it.
Right. And that's where the poem becomes interesting at that point. Yeah. But I brought this one all the way from Texas rather than from Scotland. We used to, for this event, fly it in from Scotland. And it would arrive on a bed of ice from Edinburgh. And we sent a pipe band up to O'Hare Airport to meet it, to receive it into the city. Yeah.
So does the stomach actually bring and add a flavor to it? Is that why it's boiled in it, or is it just a casing to keep it all together?
If I answered that question, I have to admit I'd be lying. I don't know is the honest answer. But what I can say is that in Scotland we are very resourceful. We like to use everything. So the lining of a sheep's stomach is just to really keep everything together.
I see.
And there are lots of ethnicities that use every single part. There's I'd mentioned being of a Greek descent, there is a soup that's made at Easter time. Same thing. Every single part of the lamb is part of it. It's all chopped up, and it's really quite a delicious soup until you find out what's in it.
So when you had it then, when it was in the casing, It was sliced
like a piece of a liverwurst or something.
Oh, okay.
Or like a thuringer or something like that. Like a,
and could you taste or see the casing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you like this one better or the one?
I like lamb's. I happen to love lamb stomach.
Who doesn't?
Sheep stomach. I love sheep.
So which one did you like, the loose
they're both good.
Yeah.
Yeah, both good in its own way. Tell us about your event. And your organization, how people can get more information.
Sure. The website is chicagoscots.org. The event is the 7th of December. It's going to be at a place called Rockwell at the River. We're going to have bagpipes. It's a great band called Midlothian Scottish Pipe Band. We're going to have dancing from Thistle and Heather Highland Dancers. There's a Cayley band. A Cayley is a lively Scottish dance party called Bandicoots, featuring a guy called Tim MacDonald, who's was the national Scottish fiddle champion. And it's all in aid of this wonderful charity we have called Caledonia Senior Living.
Very good. If people want to get more info, what's the best way to get that?
ChicagoScots.org is the website, or call us at the office, 708-426-7127 is the number for the office.
Now, you're not from Elmwood Park, are you?
It's in North Riverside.
No, you, though.
Mississippi. From Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, you can knock off the fake accent.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Thank you so much for coming in and bringing the haggis. We enjoyed trying it. Very interesting. Wow. We're eating bugs next on WGN.
It's Sunday morning. Back to Dean Richards, live from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington on 720 WGN.
We wrap up our broadcast.
Hey!
Treetime Christmas Creations today.
And I have to say, very few people left. It's still a sold-out crowd here.
We appreciate you all coming here this morning. We really had such a nice time. Andy, how are you doing down there?
You know, I'm wonderful.
Because you have a
I'm doing very, very well. Stomach is intact.
He didn't steal my pizza either.
I got to give Andy a lot of credit. He is not...
steadfast.
He has not cracked to peer pressure, guilt.
Yeah. Might have happened a few years ago, but not anymore.
Every technique...
did something happen? Is that
Andy won't try any of the adventurous
foods. Wait, my stomach's upset enough watching this Bears game on my phone. I don't need anything more.
You have something far more painful than eating haggis.
I've enjoyed it, too.
The foods, have you all?
I hate to tell you, Dean, but you're disgusting tag isn't really playing out. It's been actually very delicious.
Well, because it's the perception that it's disgusting, because really it's not at all. Really quite tasty.
I would have that haggis anytime.
All right. Well, we have plenty left over.
Maybe I'll be taking it.
It might go over as big as the turkey testing.
Who expected it to, though?
People are enjoying it. We thank everybody for coming in. A lot of people coming up and enjoying it. I'm wondering how many people are going to want to eat some of the bugs that we've got. There are plenty of places that you can go, believe it or not, on the web. If you Google...
What did you Google?
Edible insects.
Boom.
Edible insects, and there's all kinds of places that sell a variety of different bugs that you can eat, because they are super high protein. You know that 2 billion people around the planet eat bugs as one of their main protein sources. So, I mean, people all over the world, Andy, eat bugs.
I got 12 grams right here.
He's got a candy bar.
So if you were invited to somebody's house, what would you do? Not eat when they gave you your crickets?
Probably.
As an appetizer?
Yeah, probably.
Well, we found a company that's called Edible Insects, and they sell all kinds of edible, flavored edible bugs to eat. and we've got a variety of them here today. We've got a variety of crickets. We've got barbecue crickets, curry crickets, honey mustard crickets, chocolate and coffee crickets.
Where's the pizza?
There it is. Well, the pizza are super worms.
The pizza, super worms?
Not just regular worms.
Yeah. The pizza flavored ones are super worms. These are barbecued meal worms. We also have silk worms with steak sauce on them.
Mm.
And sour cream and onion crickets to try here today. So which one?
And he looks at me again.
Shawnee, you want? You said you wanted to try the pizza.
Ones.
You want to try? I'll hold it. Just take some.
The thing that's good about this is they're not wiggling. So nothing's wiggling up here except Dean
and me.
Your intestine. A little salty flavor to them and crunchy.
Now let me try some.
They're again
pizza super worms.
Oh, here's your designated eater again. Indeed. Is coming in.
Mm, here comes the aftertaste.
That's a big selling point.
I hate when you taste the larva.
What's the steak sauce? Let me try that.
Try the steak sauce silkworms. Won't you have some steak sauce silkworms?
You're quite the host, Dean.
Those are spicy.
You don't do these on your grilling segment, I notice.
These silkworms are really good.
Oh, yeah? Which ones? The steak sauce?
Yeah, try these. Crickets? Shawnee, can I...
Cricket, anyone?
Go ahead.
Care for a cricket?
I'll have one or two.
Yeah.
You like these? Oh, pass the haggis. Oh.
Oh, please, security, don't rush the stage. No. Do not.
Oh, man.
But if anybody wants to come up and try them.
Oh.
It's a different taste.
Oh, man.
In this tube.
You all right over there?
Oh, yeah, no, these are not going
down.
I don't know why these
are in a tube, but these are black ants.
Oh, nice.
That's a chaser. Black ants.
It's all yours, my friend.
Oh, man.
Help yourself.
That one tastes like a dog biscuit. Oh, man.
How do you know what a dog biscuit tastes like? May I ask?
Well, you know, sometimes on a Sunday morning coming down.